This is Greg Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Maryland Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen. He represents his state's 8th Congressional District, and here in the 112th Congress, he's also the top Democrat on the House Budget Committee. We heard certainly a lot from Speaker Boehner on Wednesday, as well as throughout the campaign, about greater transparency in Congress compared to when Democrats were in control. But according to Congressman Van Hollen, we are not seeing the reality match the rhetoric, at least as it pertains to the House Budget Committee. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's good to be with you.
This pertains to the new rules, and we saw a general debate about rules play out just after the swearing-in of the Congress on Wednesday. What is it about the new rules, about the Budget Committee, and from what I understand, particularly the powers now vested in the chairman that concern you?
Well, there are two areas. The first area blows a hole wide open to increasing the deficits, and here's how they do it. We have the law of the land. It's called pay-as-you-go, which requires the Congress to keep track of the deficit impact of legislation that's passed here. And our referee for actually tracking the budget impact of that is the Congressional Budget Office. What the House Republicans did in their rules was allow the chairman of the Budget Committee, in certain instances, to substitute his judgment for that of the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which is a huge break with tradition, and we're seeing the first case of this in connection with the health care reform repeal effort, because the Congressional Budget Office just yesterday indicated that repealing the health care law would add $230 billion to the federal deficit over 10 years and more than $1 trillion over the next 20 years. And because Republicans don't want to take responsibility for that increase in the deficit, they're going to authorize the chairman of the Budget Committee to come up with his own number as to the estimate. This is kind of like taking the referee off the football field when you don't like the call of the referee and allowing your coach to make the call instead. I can tell you it's a recipe for fiscal and budget chaos. So that's one thing. The other area, and I'll be brief here, is that it provides the chairman of the Budget Committee the authority to unilaterally set the budget ceilings, the spending ceilings, for the whole House of Representatives without any hearing, without any vote of the House on the budget resolution. And so when members of Congress voted for the rule the other day, as every Republican did, they essentially voted without knowing what the ceilings would be to give one individual the authority to set that limit for the entire House of Representatives. Again, that has not happened before under circumstances anything like this.
Let me get your reaction, Congressman, to what I would imagine is the argument from Republicans, since it's the one they used during the debate over the health care bill last year on the floor, and that's that their complaint with the CBO is that, at least in the first 10 years, they say it's 10 years of revenue for 6 years of expenditures. So the math looks good, but in reality, over time, it won't look good in terms of being deficit positive.
I'll tell you why that argument just doesn't hold water, and every person should listen to the logic of this situation. If that were true, if it was true that the health care reform bill was designed to kind of hide the costs in the first 10 years, then you would see the impact in a negative way on the deficit growing over the second 10 years, right? In other words, after the first 10 years, you would see deficits growing rather than deficit savings. In fact, what the CBO said just yesterday in its estimate was that for the first 10 years, repeal, the Republican program to repeal, would be a $230 billion hit on the deficit. And that for the second 10 years, it would be a $1.2 trillion hit on the deficit, for an overall hit on the deficit of $1.4 trillion over that 20-year period. In other words, the impact of repealing the health care reform bill gets even worse from a deficit perspective over the second 10 years than over the first 10 years, which totally blows a hole in their argument that this was somehow jerry-rigged to disguise the out-year costs of the health care reform bill.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. Obviously, the debate is already on to repeal it, at least on the House side. The fate of that, of course, is very different in the other chamber. What do you expect to happen?
Well, in the House, Republicans are obviously going through a lot of theatrics here to repeal the health care reform bill. Having said that they wanted an open process, they haven't had one hearing to hear from real people who are now going to be very negatively impacted if they ever got their way. I mean, people who now are able to get their kids with asthma or diabetes or other pre-existing conditions on an insurance plan, families that now can make sure that their 19 and 20-year-old sons and daughters can get coverage if they're small, if their employer doesn't provide it, all sorts of patient protections that this bill provides. But apparently the Republicans did not want to hear the stories from those Americans who have many stories they can tell as to how this has improved their care. So they're going to try and ram this very quickly through the House without a hearing. I am confident that the Senate will not support this repeal, and of course President Obama would not support the repeal. So in that sense, you know, rather than focusing on jobs and the economy and the things that they said they were going to focus on the campaign trail, they've decided instead to spend this first couple weeks in an exercise that will never come to pass.
Well, Congressman, this, from what we hear, promises to be the first of several major fiscal battles between the two parties in the House. And given your prominence on the Budget Committee, I know you'll be right in the thick of it. We look forward to checking in with you as those battles erupt on Capitol Hill. Thanks for your time today.
Good to be with you. Thanks.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen, top House Democrat on the Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.